This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Your daily transaction for useful information. The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
Fueled by nostalgia and TikTok trends, 90s-era restaurant chains like Chili's and Rainforest Cafe are staging a surprising comeback with younger diners. Joining us to discuss is Izzy Karish, president of Hospitality Works, a.k.a. the restaurant coach in Chicago. Izzy, thank you for joining us today. And one of the iron laws of business and culture is, it seems like that the 20-year cycle is that you get 20 years down the road and all of a sudden a new generation becomes nostalgic for what life was like 2 decades, or in this case, 3 decades before. And that is benefiting some of these restaurant chains, these fast casual places that used to be the staple of shopping malls.
It is incredible. And, you know, if you ask people in the industry, you know, what was the demise of, you know, the TGI Fridays and restaurants like that, was, well, you know, they didn't keep up with the trends and they haven't changed quick enough. And all of a sudden, staying exactly the same is what's bringing them all of that business.
Now, it's interesting. Rainforest Cafe famously moved out of River North a couple of years ago, and it's basically been mothballed for years, Izzy, as people have tried to turn it into a dispensary, and there are viral pictures of the old frog that used to grace the front door on Ontario or on Ohio. Still there. You could put it back together. You could start Rainforest Cafe tomorrow if you wanted to and take advantage of this trend.
Well, certainly if the trend, becomes more than a trend and lasts for a year or two, they might be thinking about that. But it is very interesting looking at the generation going in because, you know, as you said, you know, they're getting it through social media and TikTok. And it's like amazing. Wow, we've never been here. And they're looking at all the foods. And it is like, for them, certainly stepping back into a time that they never knew, right? Because this was all the 90s, and this is something very new for them and a lot of fun. So hopefully this will stick for a while.
Well, what's interesting, too, is just the power of nostalgia, not only for people, nostalgia for an age that Gen Z never experienced, but the one big conversation starter that works with pretty much anybody these days is talking about the Chi-Chi's revival, because everybody has a fond memory of being young and relatively and barely employed and going to Chi-Chi's and taking advantages of their free appetizer nights as a way of just having dinner. And that was the case for a lot of these chain restaurants. You'd go there, you get some cheap apps, and that was a meal when you were counting your pennies. And even though people are a lot more successful these days, those fond memories remain.
You know, absolutely. And it, you know, was always fun going in there where they'd have happy hour and some appetizers out on a mini buffet, and you bought your cocktail and you had something to eat and hang out. And that was a formula that worked then. Not every part of this is going to come back, but certainly the main parts of it, the things that people really remember, the fun, the music, the vibe in there, all of those things are going to certainly keep people coming in.
Now, when you have a trend like this, how long is the iron still hot? Because I'm thinking back to Ed DeBevics, which tried to cash in on 50s nostalgia and managed to ride that pony for a couple of decades. So if you want to get back into the 90s nostalgia business, should you start planning now, or did that ship sail yesterday?
Well, I think, you know, the nostalgia piece of it, you know, there, people are going to the brands, you know, those restaurants that still exist. There are some Bennigan's out there still. There are TGI Fridays. There are, you know, all, a number of those places. So I'm not sure that a restaurant jumping into that 90s trend right now, would see, the sales in the end, or be able to really do what Ed DeBevics did. You know, they really went over the top for the 50s, and I'm not sure what you'd have to do to be over the top for the 90s to get, you know, these young customers to come in. But for now, they're loving going to those chains that still exist and having a great time.
Imagine a whole restaurant with a wait staff of grunge-looking people with flannel shirts. Let's game this out off air. Izzy Karish, president of Hospitality Works, a.k.a. the restaurant coach in Chicago.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.